Have you noticed how our culture keeps redefining love to fit our feelings, our desires, our sin? What if God is calling you to wake up and let Him define love again? This devotion exposes the lie that love is love and takes you back to Romans 13 and Ephesians chapter 5, where God ties real love to truth, holiness, and the light of Christ. If you've been tempted to soften sin in the name of love, you need to hear this. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, we are in our series about loving our neighbors, not thrones. And we have defined love. We are looking at love. And today it's going to challenge you even more about how are you loving your neighbor. So if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. We have one goal, and that is to change our hearts so that we change the public square. If you share the word of God with others, share this with this post with others, it really does help us accomplish that goal. Also, if you're a financial partner of FPIW, or maybe you're considering it, I want to encourage you to help us lay a foundation with FPIW or FPIW Action. It really does help us. We want to be very solid on a firm foundation where we are based on small donors, and that's $5 to $100, $50, $1,000, whatever that might be, just an amount that God has laid on your heart to support us monthly so that we can take and get the word of God out, get our lobbyists for our Christian values in the public square, and do all the things that we're doing, like our prayer tours and so forth. So, all right, let's dive into God's word today. We are in Romans chapter 13, verse 8 through 14. And the title is this: it is time to wake up. Have you thought about that? It is time to wake up. And when we're talking about love, this is important because so much of the church and or our society and culture has fallen asleep. And what do you mean? They have redefined love. They say love is love, that you can love however you want. But the fact is, it's time, church, that wakes up and tells the truth that God is the one who gets to define love. So what does spiritual sleep look like in your life? Let's read our scripture. Owe nothing to anyone except love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this thing: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Now, here we go. Do this knowing that the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed. The night is almost gone and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its lust. All right, so we are in verse 11, and it is, do this, knowing that the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. So are you sleepy today? Are you defining God's love? Have you become so relaxed where you're like, oh, God loves everyone so much that he's just going to allow everyone into heaven? Well, the fact is God does love the world, but the fact is also he's a righteous judge. The fact is he has a way and a plan to get us into heaven. That is through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who died on the cross for our sins, rose again, that we may have eternal life. And if we confess Jesus as Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, then you too will be saved. So you can't redefine that. You can't say all roads lead. Well, I guess you can. The church is doing it. So is the people around us. But let's look at waking up, how we define love the way that God defines love. Wake up, O sleeper. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. Imitate God and walk in love. Notice this. Here's love again. Just as Christ also loved you. Did Christ ever coddle, appease, tell a lie to make people like him? Was Christ concerned about your emotional health and your feelings, and that your sin that you're participating in, you should feel good about it. It's your identity. No, he never worried about any of that. Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. So it says he loved us because he died for us. He says, you're a sinner, and I'm going to die for you. Isn't that powerful? But immorality and any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper for the saints. So now he says there's sin. There is such thing as sin. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. So we shouldn't have filthiness, silly talk, coarse jesting, none of that. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of God. So think about that for a moment. God has a list. He's given it to us in the scriptures many times. And here's one of them. He says, immoral, impure, covetous, idolaters, they're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. Our world right now is trying to deceive us to say, love is love. You could do whatever you want, live however you want. If you want to sleep with this person or sleep with that person, you can sure do that. If you want to tell a lie so that you can accomplish your goals, you can do that as well. If you want to, you know, and the list goes on and on. But the reality is, let no one deceive you. Wake up, O sleeper. You are not God. You do not get to define God. You do not get to define love. God is love. And in him, there is no unrighteousness. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Are you a son of disobedience? Are you walking in disobedience to God? And you think, well, I don't believe that. So therefore, I get to live however I want. I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you. I hope the Holy Spirit convicts you, and I hope the Word of God convicts you, that we cannot live how we want. On the day of judgment, we will all give an account for every careless word we've ever said. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were formerly in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Look at that. So here we have walk in love, walk in the light. Do you see that? When you wake up, we're not talking about sleepwalking. We're talking about walking with our eyes open, fully conscious and awake. We walk as children in the light, for the fruit of the light consists of goodness, righteousness, and truth. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Are you trying to learn what is pleasing to God? What a powerful thing that you can do. He says this, do not participate in unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. You are not in the conceal program. You're not here to conceal the deeds of darkness. You are not put on this earth to coddle people, appease people. See, we've redefined love and said, God, you got to go with our definition of love. And then we try to redefine who God is. Can you imagine how God, your creator, must feel when you say, oh, he gave it to us in his word, but we don't have to believe that. We get to do it our own way. Really? How's that going to turn out at the great white throne judgment? Do not participate, even expose them, for it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. Okay? But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason, it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dispensation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all the things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Wow. Powerful stuff. Are you awake, O sleeper? And have you defined loving your neighbor the way that God defines loving your neighbor? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do pray that as we go throughout this day, that we can define loving our neighbor by your definition. God, we are living in a day and an age where people redefine words. They're your words. They're the words that you have placed around this globe to define things. And they think by redefining them that they're going to redefine you. So untrue, God. You are unchanging. You are amazing. You are awesome. And so, God, we give you our day. We ask that you go before us in all things. And Lord, teach us to love our neighbor by walking in the light as awake, eyes open, never afraid. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.